All right, Sunday morning 4:322, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called Ascension at the Speed of Thought. Ascension at the Speed of Thought. It just is back to back with the last word. Do not despise the days of small beginnings, as you have been faithful with a few. Now I'll trust you to be faithful over many. And he's not just talking to me, he's talking to all of us. Anyone that did anything of significance in my word went through the process. I do not have any shortcuts. As much as you can enjoy the journey, it's time to put off your sackcloth and ashes. I received a letter this week from an inmate. And he said, I listened to you and some other preacher, a male. And he said, I like y'all because y'all are no nonsense. He said, now prove to be the preacher that you are. And I need all this. I'll even take a tent in the backyard. I need a place to stay in. I need this. I need that. I'm going. You know what? This is the way the world thinks about everything, even the church. You know, I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I stick this on the shelf, and if you tell me to do something, I'll do it. But I'm going. There's no shortcuts, is there? There are no shortcuts. He's just looking for a handout. He's not ready to change his life. It's evident. But, you know, God's going to give his kingdom and riches and the things of the kingdom to those who discipline themselves to learn about his kingdom and walk in his kingdom. It don't just fall on you because you get born again or filled with the Spirit. You have to do something about your mind. All right, let me start over. Anyone that did anything of significance in my word went through the process. I do not have any shortcuts. As much as you can enjoy the journey. It's time to put off your sackcloth and ashes. Turn your mourning into dancing. I've spoken to you on several occasions that the best is yet to come. We're talking about mindsets here. If you want to be sad sack, drag around, looking at the skies falling like a Chicken Little, then that is what you're going to live. Let me just give this to you. All the years that we've been hearing all the stuff that's supposed to be coming down, it's going to happen. Has any of it happened, really? No. It's all a narrative to believe or refuse. I've spoken to you on several occasions, the best is yet to come. I don't speak in vain. I will do what I said I would do. View this time for what it is, because soon it will be over and a new timeline will begin for you. The Lord told Danny that the famine would be short-lived, and I have heard that from some truthers, that it would be short-lived. It's all about the way that you think. If you think it is hard, it will be. If you think it's great, it will be. The way you think can propel you forward, or the way you think can cause you to lose ground. Keep your thinking right. Keeping your thinking right can cause you to ascend where you want to be. All this bull we've heard about ascension and level 5 and all this bull, it just means to go up. And to me, that's your thinking. It is as easy as that. You can own the day, or the day can own you. Those that have ascended to my holy hill have disciplined their thoughts to do so. You always make the call to come up higher or fall. There will be a constant casting down of unproductive thoughts. This is the way it is. This is just something you have to do. You have to do it. God's not going to do it for you. When I walked among men, I went beyond natural law. Yes, heaven overrides natural law. It was not just for me, but for you also. I said that you would do greater works than I did because I was going to go back to the Father and send you a helper. He helps your thoughts. How? By praying through you when you pray in tongues. He prays my perfect will. I went beyond natural law because I thought I could. Okay, Matthew 14. This good this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear, is this good this morning? Okay. Is this hitting home?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I know, believe me, I know. All right, Matthew 14:22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain to part to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Now the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water. And he said, Come. When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Did Jesus see the same wind and waves? Absolutely. Did they affect him? No. Peter sunk because he thought he couldn't. Jesus walked on the water because he thought he could. Peter thought he could for a little bit. Here comes the penny for your thoughts analogy. In the movie, somewhere in time, he thought himself back to another time. When he reached into his pocket and saw the penny from the future, he was immediately back there. This is how Satan gets you off of your thinking right and gets you thinking somewhere else where you know you're down. You're going, how did I get here so fast? No different from Peter. He saw Jesus walking on the water and asked if he could do it. And Jesus said, come. Peter began to do it, but here came the wind and waves and down he went. Ascension and descension at the speed of thought. Me, this is something that the Lord, this is something I've been sensing, and I couldn't really put it into words, so I tried. Me, I've been sensing a new realm. It's like I can nearly touch it. I sense it. I can nearly touch it. It's like being torn between two times. Maybe it's just leaving the old behind and embracing the new. We have been so unlimited in this time, but a time is just on the other side of the veil. Maybe this is what Paul was talking about when he said he was looking through a glass darkly. It's just nearly like he can touch it, but not quite. A shift is coming. This is the Lord. A shift is coming, a time that you've never seen before. Everything you've lived under has been an illusion, Satan's illusion. A lot of people think, no, the kingdom's coming and he's going to do all of this. No, what's going to happen is the stink's leaving. And what is real will remain. Everything that cannot be shaken will remain. Everything you have lived under has been an illusion, Satan's illusion. When the illusion is removed, there will be no more looking through a glass darkly, but you will see things as they really are, my beautiful earth and all of its creation. The new guard is behind the scenes and ready to reveal, to be revealed. And I want to read this to you. It caught my attention because of one word. We're talking about the new guard here. This is from the Declaration of Independence, that whenever any form of government becomes destruction of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. It's the people, not President Trump, not Q, not the Alliance. It's the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Sounds like God's plan, doesn't it? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invents a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. We the people. That's awesome. That is God inspired right there.